With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. We would all love to have lower property taxes, and there may be something that you can do about that. Bankrate home lending expert Linda Bell says it may be worth a challenge of your assessment. Linda, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Is this something that homeowners can typically do on their own, or do they need professional help to appeal property assessments?
Now, you can go either way, right? Nobody says that you can't DIY your property tax appeal on your own. It might take a little bit of effort, but you do have to kind of review your assessment, gather evidence, use that all together to put together a clear case, but it's certainly doable. Like many homeowners can successfully do it on their own without hiring someone. But if this feels overwhelming for you and you think, you know, I can't do all this stuff myself, there are companies that can help. They usually only charge a fee if they succeed in lowering your tax bill. So there are two options there in that way.
What kinds of things make a difference in your home's value compared to the other properties that might be used by an assessor to set values?
Well, it's important that you do two things. First, you need to look at your property tax assessment bill and kind of look at it, or I shouldn't call it a bill. You should look at the property tax assessment document and see first, are there any mistakes in this assessment? Like you can review your property record card. It's basically the report card for your home. It lists details like the square footage, the number of bedrooms and bathrooms. Look closely for errors, because it's one thing if you see that they say you have five bedrooms and you only have three, and that error can cause them to assess your home poorly, which is why you should definitely take a look at that. Also, if your home needs repairs, you shouldn't be afraid to show them that, right? We're not talking about the 1980s kitchen that you may have, but if you have like a leaky roof or an outdated plumbing, that's all relevant evidence that your home isn't worth as much as the county thinks. So it's important to keep those in mind. And you should also, I should mention, take a look at how your house compares to similar homes. You need to look at recent sales, comparable homes in your neighborhood, ones that have a similar age, style, size. If you see that those homes are valued lower than yours, that could be a strong case that you have for appealing your property taxes.
What overall information does a homeowner have to gather in order to appeal?
Well, it's important that you get that property tax assessment and then take pictures, right? So taking pictures of your home and showing that it's not the home that they think it is and that you need repairs, it's important to keep that in mind. Have like repair estimates and things like that on your home to paint a realistic picture of your home's condition. If you have like a leaky roof or outdated plumbing, you want to make sure that you show that in the assessment that they gave to you, that you show your home is not worth what they think it is.
I know it's probably will depend homeowner to homeowner, but potentially how much can most homeowners save if they do try to get their property taxes lowered?
Well, we do have a recent report from Realtor.com that shows that more than 40% of homes are overvalued. And that means homeowners could save about $100 a year, if not even more, really depending on where you live, by just filing an appeal. So there's it certainly might not, some homeowners might think that it's not worth the effort that you do to kind of go and appeal your property taxes, but it can certainly add up. I mean, property taxes are soaring for homeowners across the country. We did a survey, a study earlier this year that shows the average homeowner faces about $21,000 a year in hidden costs, and property taxes are a big portion of that, so you should definitely appeal when you can.
That is Bankrate home lending expert Linda Bell. Linda, thanks so much.
All right, my pleasure.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.